Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and WNYC is collecting stories about your secret New York sanctuaries. We're partnering with Narratively, a storytelling website, to share some of the city's untold stories of quiet spots. So call us right now and add to our collection of quiet spots in New York, your secret sanctuaries, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Some examples. There's one on the site now about Rockaway Beach at night. And that's one. What's yours? 212-433-WNYC. Someone posted about the New York Marble Cemetery in the East Village, not to be confused with the New York City Marble Cemetery, just a couple of blocks away, I'm told. But what's your secret hideaway? 212-433-WNYC. WNYC. Don't worry, they're not going to get overrun with Brian Lehrer Show listeners, but a few people. I hope I'm safe in this prediction. A few people may wander in now and again, and you will have shared something nice with them. 212-433-9692 for your New York sanctuary. Someone else posted about Sunset Park, the actual park that gave the neighborhood its name. Talking about the views of the sunset there on the show the other day. And this listener concurs. And one listener sent a photo of himself on his unicycle in Grand Street Park in Williamsburg, where he rides every morning. Can that be a secret sanctuary if you have to balance yourself on your unicycle? I don't know. WNYC, in conjunction with Narratively, is collecting your stories of little-known quiet spots, your New York sanctuaries. Call us with some of yours. Your fellow listeners will appreciate it. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll put you on the air right after this. Harper's Bazaar a cappella in that stretch we heard, version of the 59th Street Bridge song. Can that be somebody's secret hideaway? I don't know if it's quiet enough, the 59th Street Bridge, but we are introducing WNYC's Secret Sanctuary Project. Now, we have a map, and that's what we want a lot of you to do, is go to our website and post on the map the location of your secret quiet spot in New York. You can get there through our page. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and contribute to this new WNYC map. And we'll take a few examples on the phones to help get this going. Anne in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Brian. Very pleased to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Where do you go?
I'm from the Bronx, and my secret getaway beautiful place is the Bartow Pell Mansion. It's on the border of the Bronx and New Rochelle. It's basically behind Orchard Beach. There's a lagoon, man-made lagoon, that separates it. It was a grant from King George to, I guess, Bartow and Pell. It's a beautiful 17th century, I don't know the architecture. It's open to the public on certain days, and it's run by, I think, the New York City Garden Club. Huh. It's got walking trails. It's got a spice garden. It's got beautiful lawns. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous getaway.
Good one. I never heard of that one before. That's a good one. The Bartow Pell Mansion in the North Bronx. All right. How about Leanne in Manhattan? Leanne, what you got?
Hi. Two of them. Uptown, the cemetery, Broadway and 155th. It's in two parts, but the part between Broadway and the river is gorgeous and always empty. And there's also a beautiful house from 1799 with a small garden and gazebo on 61st Street and York. That's really quiet and tucked away.
Good. Thank you very much. Dan in Sussex County. That's Sussex County, New Jersey, Western New Jersey?
Yes, that's what it is.
So
yes,
that is your Sussex County is your secret hideaway.
Yeah, I've gone camping.
I've gone camping in Sussex County.
I've been on Staten Island most of my life, and Von Briesen Park at Lily Pond Avenue and Bay Street, just next to Fort Wadsworth, small little park, maybe about 25, 30 acres, overlooks the Hudson River. The Verrazano Bridge is right next to you. It is beautiful, and nobody goes there.
Van Briesen.
Very few people go there.
Thank you very
much. Whenever I'm back on Staten Island, I always spend at least a half hour there.
So it's not like that restaurant that Yogi Berra once talked about, where he said nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. Thank you, Dan. Simone in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Simone.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. You have a secret sanctuary?
Yes, I do. It's called Lentil Garden, and it's right under the BQE off McGinnis Boulevard. And it's a community-run garden that works with New York University and some other community organizations. So I was given a key after reaching out about, and there was like a year of back and forth. And so I think there's only about 10 of us that have keys. So it's a private / public garden. And if you know the history of Edward S. Lentil, he was a huge proponent of public spaces in New York. So it's kind of this really beautiful garden that's hidden under the BQE. So,
how can the rest of us get these keys?
Well, you have to do a bunch of letter writing and visiting to various places, and they give you a key, and they tell you not to make copies. And that's kind of how it goes. But it's a really nice place, and I always see when I'm in there, people are always peering in, trying to figure out how they can get in.
Simone, thank you very much. Wonderful. Lisa in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Brian. I'd like to recommend Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn and also Floyd Bennett Field.
Greenwood. Sorry, I got distracted there for a minute. Greenwood Cemetery?
Yeah. Beautiful walk, beautiful trees and rolling hills and very few people there. And Floyd Bennett Field has nice views of the water.
Thank you very much. Paula in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What's your secret sanctuary?
Hi, Erie Basin Park in Red Hook. It's actually tucked right behind IKEA, funny enough. And it's very peaceful in the morning, especially you can smell the water and it's cool breezes.
Thank you very much. Alex in Astoria, you got one in Queens. We haven't got a Queens one yet. Hi.
Hi. I like to go to Fort Totten Park. It's an old army base, and there's a lot of abandoned houses where officers used to live, and quiet streets, and views of the Throgs Neck Bridge and the sunset and Little Neck Bay. It's beautiful over there. You can go biking and walking. No cars are allowed except for FDNY training and NYPD K-9 unit training, actually.
Thank you very much, Alex. Let's see, some coming in on our website, a listener in Crown Heights. Draws a map of his couch. Huh. Honestly, the best getaway in New York City is my living room, he writes. Someone else writes, they live two blocks from Astoria Park waterfront on a clear and balmy summer evening. Nothing beats looking out over Manhattan while hearing the calming hum from the Triborough Bridge. And Mike from Tribeca writes, solving the Times crossword while partaking of pints at Walker's Bar in Tribeca. Is it a quiet bar? I guess there are bars where you go to be quiet. So there you go, a little tease for our new project, along with the storytelling website, Narratively, Your Secret New York Sanctuaries. This is a mapping project, so go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you will get to the map from there where you can post the map of your secret sanctuaries. And this is to help everybody in New York City have a map at their fingertips of quiet getaways in different parts of the city. So help us build this map at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.